Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey, and I am your host for Original Lyrics Dream Radio. I welcome first-time listeners from around the planet, and thank you for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyrics Dream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Ants, which stands for Automatic Negative Thoughts Syndrome. And as the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much to the doctors, nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You are the true heroes for sure. And we certainly hope for a normal return to our lives here very soon. Please, everyone, stay safe. Thank you to my friend, Bill Miller, on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos, music, and to ensure we have quality sound. We are an iHeartRadio podcast, yes, and you can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple, iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. Also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Our radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording titled Original Lyrics Dream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs 7 years ago. My website, russellfoiseymusic.com. Let me spell my last name. It's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. And I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. My hope this evening, we can pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or an engineer in our creative arts. And we're going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to be telling their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics in their music. My own writing inspiration has come from my life experience, current events, and family. And I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. Now, that's only 8 years ago, so everyone, if I can do it, you can do it as well. So please try. All right, time for the introduction to our next guest interview. You are viewing a slideshow, Tampa Bay's own Katie Stone. Let's play a great track from Katie. This is titled Cheerleader.
I'm just a good girl trying to do right. Look so good with my friends tonight. Maybe our clothes are a little bit too tight. Now we know it's just alright. Oh, can you see? It's me.
Think I'm easy, no, I'm
That is a great track. That is Cheerleader. And before I introduce my next guest, hey, we have a lot of talent here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I live here, and we've had guests on the show in previous weeks, and we're going to continue to. So let me introduce and welcome a multi-talented singer, songwriter, musician with the Katie Stone Band. Katie Stone, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hi, Russell. Thank you so much for having me on. This is such
a treat. Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I know we had you originally scheduled in September. Thank you so much for moving up the date.
Oh, yeah. It's my pleasure. This is really fun to just be able to pop on here and even just like to listen to a whole song in full, in its fullness. And I'm just sitting here bopping my head to it that's not even me singing it. This is very fun.
Well, we're gonna
this
ask,
is a really fun thing. Thank
well,
you.
Well, great. We're going to ask you a series of questions. Our listeners can get to know you a little better. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Well, tell our listeners first, Katie, about this great track we just heard. Love the harmonies and instrumentation there. Cheerleader, tell me about it.
Thank you. So that is, you can get a little feel for it. It's got a retro sound to it, right? So that is my guitarist Jimmy's song that he wrote years ago. He was actually looking for a female singer to sing some of his songs, and he was looking for years and years and years. and so we finally were able to connect a few years ago, just around the time when I was deciding that I wanted to just have a band. And so this was originally his song. He had concocted the chorus and then actually wrote, you know, all the parts out, the drums, the
Great.
Guitar parts, the bass, everything. But then we finished writing the lyrics together, and then I did the harmonies on there. But this is kind of one of his babies, and I just got to help the dream come to fruition, I guess you could say. Because the first time I heard him playing it or singing it, he was just doing that. He was doing the middle part, the chorus is, not so much I love you, I'm thinking of you, I'm just saying some things. And I was like, what is that? Oh, my God, I need to know right now. And so immediately, you know, we started just hammering it out. And so that's a little bit of how that song came to be. Really, it's an old song with some fresh life to it, I guess.
Don't you love those musical moments when that happens? The light bulb goes off. Oh, there it is.
Absolutely. absolutely, I do. I think that's and then when you can actually sit back and listen to it, you know, and think like, oh my gosh, because then it takes on a life of its own, you know, it's
yeah.
whatever, it just started with a thought or a moment or maybe an instrumentation, and then you add it in there, and then you get to sit back and listen to it, and you're like, oh my gosh, wow, or oh my gosh, no.
I love those feelings, believe me, I know that feeling. Katie, tell
I
me
know,
tell where
listening
are you
to your music. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Tell me where you're originally from and how you got to beautiful, hot Florida.
That's a great question. I am originally from a small town in Iowa, and I had three other siblings and myself, two boys, two girls. I was the third. And we were all musical family. We all took piano and played another instrument and then sang in the choir. And then eventually I just like wanted to go off and see the world. So after I graduated from college, I joined the Peace Corps. And that was just kind of always a dream of mine to just go off and see the world and maybe help somebody, which you end up learning more than you teach. I mean, that's what I felt like. I learned more than I was ever able to do anything. And that's what the beauty is of the Peace Corps. It's a cultural exchange, really. So I was there, and I was actually there for a couple of years in the South Pacific in the Kingdom of Tonga, which is kind of near, like, the Fiji, Samoa area. I was there for a couple of years. The first year, I was miserable, and I was so hot. And the second year, my blood thinned, and I just became acclimated to the really hot weather. But then after that, I ended up moving up to the Northwest for a while, just north of Seattle, where I got married and had a couple beautiful kids. And didn't really, you know, I always kind of played music a little bit, but I didn't really do much with it, honestly, because then it was all about having kids and having a family. And so then eventually I just got really, it was really, 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 really hard to have two small boys in diapers and where it was constantly cold and wet and rainy outside. And I like to be outside. And so so I talked to my husband at the time to move down to Florida and, you know, to just get warm. And so that was a few years ago.
Okay. Well, that's some journey.
Yeah, I think we all have our own journeys, honestly. I mean, I feel like if you look at anybody on the street, you know, it's you just never know what is what people's stories are, you know. And but yeah.
Well, your band style, Katie, is it's an upbeat retro pop feel. Tell us about that sound, and please introduce your band members.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. That's a great pleasure. So, you heard me speak a little bit about Jimmy. He is the guitarist. He is songwriter. He writes the bass parts, piano parts, drums. He's just very extremely talented. And so for me to have met him a few years ago was a big, huge pleasure. Because I think that he's just been sitting there, you know, like a piece of popcorn just waiting to pop. And so it's really cool that I get to like help him pop in a certain way as far as these songs go. Because once I started hearing his songs, I was like, oh my God, this is so good. Oh, this is so good. Oh, this is so good. Oh my God, this is so good. You know, and it just kind of kept being more and more and more like that. And so, and it didn't happen right away, but it was really just an exchange of ideas and an exchange of like, he was just originally looking for somebody to sing on his, to just record some songs with and sing on them, you know? And then we formed a band out of it. And then, so he's really, I feel like the star of the show in my mind, but would never take the credit for it, but truly, you know, he's very extremely talented. And then we also have Jeff that you hear on the drums. He's amazing. We searched far and wide to find Jeff because drummers, We just had to find the drummer that could basically sync with Jimmy's brain the way that I look at it. I'm not a drummer. So, I mean, I know how to count a beat. I know how to play in time, but I can't drum. And so he had to find somebody that could like really kind of read his mind very quickly. And so that's where Jeff Thal, that's our drummer that came in to the play. So he's also the engineer. And so he's engineered the songs. And so he has a really amazing recording studio down in Sarasota. And then between the three of us, it's just that secret elixir of like, it's really just a family. It's really just being able to be creative and pour your heart out with each other and make, you know, kind of make fun of each other and laugh with each other and be creative and trust each other creatively. And know that everybody around you is going to take it to a better level. Like these guys, I'm like, they're way better. Like they hold me to a really high standard when I'm with them. So, and that's cool. That's a cool feeling.
Yeah, it is. That's what music's all about. You're having fun and you're together and you said it very well, you're family. And it's a wonderful feeling. Let's talk about the title of your album. Now I've heard some great titles. This is right up there. Less Radio Shackish. That is great. How did you come up with that title first, Katie? You mentioned it.
I love that you love that.
The recording. Oh, I do love it. I love it. It says it all. The recording process is so cool. There's so many special moments. Mm. But tell me about that title. Where did you come up with that?
You know, I think it really kind of shows that if you could even just in the title, how it kind of shows our personalities, like just silly, funny, don't take ourselves too seriously. It's like the perfect mix of taking yourself extremely seriously, but not too seriously, you know? But that one actually is, I keep in my phone a list of notes of things that I hear that are always funny and have come up in conversation things that people say, and I will just immediately put it in my phone and they're all one liners, you know, and then it's under song titles and, you know, song ideas. And so as I was putting our music out there on Spotify and Amazon and, you know, just kind of distributing it and putting it out there as an album, I was like, gosh, what should I call this? And so I was going back and I was looking at all my notes. And that was one of those, one of the things that, you know, I think that maybe Jimmy had said one time, and I was like, less Radio Shack-ish. Like that can never be forgotten. Just that whole phrase right there, you know. And kids these days, like, you know, kids these days, they don't know probably what a Radio Shack is, but it's like a Best Buy,
no.
That, you know. I know. So it's going to only really appeal to a certain genre or older, you know, people, I should say, sophisticated people that remember what a Radio Shack was. Like every town in America had a Radio Shack. And we all kind of know what – that you get something from Radio Shack and you might have to return it.
Right.
But it was like a staple in the town. And so, I don't know. It just seemed like that really described just our sense of humor, like collectively sense of humor in our personalities for the album, I guess.
Yeah. Love that title. That's right up there. Who are the artists that you've looked up to, for inspiration and motivation? What artists, are your mentors, so to speak?
That is, I mean, can I just say everyone?
Sure.
Everyone,
sure.
Always.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. I love it all. Yeah, A to Z. Like, I love it all.
A to
I mean,
Z.
I will have the radio on and listening to pop music, or I'll be listening to Louis Prima, or we've got, you know, like, or I'll be listening to Radiohead, or Dean Martin, or Harry Styles, you know, who was in One Direction that I recently found out, you know. Of course, the Grateful Dead, like, the Beatles, the Doors, like, everything. Like, I love Johann Sebastian Bach, like, Baroque music is, you know, that's my Sunday church, is putting Baroque music on, and all of it, truly, truly, like Les Miserables, you know, Phantom of the Opera, like all the stuff I grew up, my mom was more of the classical one, and then my dad was more of the rock and roll one, and so it just created a really great mix, I think, and love of music for all of us kids.
Eggs are everyone, that works.
Everyone.
Well, everybody, let's play another great track from our guest tonight, Katie Stone. You know, another great one. Bill, let's go ahead and play. This is Katie Stone in Pictures.
Thank you.
those pictures by Katie Stone and the Katie Stone Band, and that's really working. The vocal, I really like the drums on this track and the guitar. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much. I know, isn't it? It's so good. I love the bass line. I love what Jeff does with the drums. I love what, you know, Jimmy did with the bass. And then that little guitar ditty at the end that he does, I mean, he just kind of threw in there at the end. Like, I was literally just went to the gas station to go get some provisions. And I came back and he had, like, added that in. I was like, whoa, that's so good. And I love it. I love that creative process.
What was the lyrical inspiration there, Katie?
So that was another one kind of like Cheerleader, where Jimmy had had it. He wrote it, take all my pictures, throw them all the way, save all my pretty frames and rearrange. And that was it. So, and then he'd had the music down. And so he was like, do you have any lyrics for this? Because you could write anything you want. And I was like, oh, well, let's see. So then we just had to get a little comfortable with, you know, of course, obviously the tune, the way the tune went. And then it's like, okay, so what do we want it to be about? And it, as you said, you take your inspiration from life stories. And to me, it just had a very fresh kind of sound to it. And I think, you know, that very beginning line, summertime is coming. I've got a lot to say, just not feeling like I want to be here anyway. So it's kind of a juxtaposition, I guess, about summertime's coming. You know, everybody loves summertime, you know, and that's where, like, the truth comes out and in the light kind of, but then I'm just like, you're like, but I don't want to be here. You know, I'm stuck on the beach or whatever. And now we have this love story and how do I get out of it kind of thing. And so I think it was just kind of painting a picture. And then I think that, you know, really that's it. And so I think we just sat down, truthfully, possibly, if I remember right, with a bottle of tequila.
there you go.
And we're
liquid,
like,
inspiration.
Okay, what is that? That's right. What are some good ideas? And I love tequila. So, but anyway, so then, and just kind of started going through it. And, you know, then there's the second verse, which is Amy called me up and asked me over now. Not sure how you'd feel about this now or anyhow. And I just kind of picture it all in my head. But Jimmy has a really great, great friend, like a sister that he was raised with. And her name was Amy, a great friend and like a sister. And so I was like, we got to put Amy in there somehow, you know, and it's just, it is all from life and from people. And also just thinking, well, what's going to serve the song, and kind of trusting that divine, you know, to kind of be led by divine intuition. You know, not everything has to be, I don't think, which was what makes this process really fun. Now, I feel like as a musician, your lyrics can come in, your music can come from pain and sorrow and like angst and, you know, worry. And a lot of music is created that way and a lot of people can relate to. But it's also really fun just coming up with something where you're just like, it's almost like you look up in the air and you can just kind of pick anything, just pick. And then you have this, like, you create this great story based on a collective story, you know, that is something that I can relate to, that I've been through, that somebody else in the room can relate to, that they've been through. And then just keep it kind of fun and light. But then can also be a little, you know, have a story to tell that can be serious as well.
No,
so
that's a great,
like,
answer. That's a great answer. You know, life is endless. The subject matter, I mean, it can be fun. It should be fun. And there's so much to write about. And that's why I think writing is my favorite part, just to sit down and let the creative juices flow. It's wonderful.
I love that you shared that with me. Now, can I ask you, what's your writing process? What do you have?
You know, when I'm on a blank Word document, I just type what I think. And whatever words come out, I just type. I type. So I have a title, and I'll just type away. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be in any rhythm or organization. It doesn't have to be verse, chorus,
mm-hmm.
bridge. I just write words, mm-hmm. and then I piece it together later. I have no pressure or timetable to finish something. I can save it, put it away, come back to it. You can't force feed your lyrical creation. That's hard to do.
Right.
I can never say, well, I'm going to do this in a half or an hour. That's too much pressure. You just, you know, do it as it comes. And
I think that's the beautiful thing about being an artist. I love how you said that, Russell.
It is. Yeah. No pressure. Well, I know you and I have in common the choir experience as a kid. I did that. I loved a great experience to blend in harmonies with other people. And I did start music and writing later in my life. Best thing that's ever happened to me. What are your thoughts, Katie, when you develop the song in terms of title, melody, lyrics, chords? What kind of order do you pick?
I think the best process for me personally is to write the music first. So to be playing around on the guitar, which is the easiest instrument for me to write on. Because then the music itself tells the story. And then I'm like, okay, what does this sound feel like to me? You know, what is it and what am I singing about? And I mean, I still have a song that I wrote for my two sons. It's called Sweet Ones. And I literally can't sing it through. And I don't think it might not ever be published and go out there in the world. And I'm almost like getting verklempt right now talking about it. Because it's about my sons, you know, it's about these two beautiful, beautiful boys that have so inspired me in the most deepest level on this planet that, you know, so, and for me, that was first about like picking up the instrument and needing to express the way I was feeling in that moment about these boys and their lives and these human beings, you know, and then the lyrics came. And so I think that that's how we work as a musician, my little team. But for me personally, that is, you know, to put the music down first, and then I can hear the story, you know, whether it is deeply personal or telling the story of someone else's story that, you know, that might need to be told, I guess. So does that answer your question?
Oh, that's a good answer. Yes, and we ask that question every week, and believe it or not, we have different answers every week, and that's why I like to ask it. It's I love to understand the process from different artists and what order they choose, and that certainly makes sense, you know, to sit down and, you know, play guitar first and get a feel and, you know, and then start to write. We're going to go ahead and play a third track from our guest tonight, everybody, Katie Stone. This is another great one. Bill, let's go ahead and queue up. This is titled, You Called Me.
Thank you.
That's my favorite Katie Stone track, no doubt about it. Welcome back our guest, Katie Stone. Well done. Love the vocal here. Love. Tell me about that one, Katie.
Oh, thank you, Russell. And hi, Bill, by the way.
Welcome.
Thank you. thanks for being the behind-the-scenes guy. That was actually, I wrote that when I was in the Peace Corps a few years back. And it's that one is probably more personal, for sure, for me. Yeah. So, yeah, I wrote it years ago. And it's very sweet. I would say it probably, I guess, in a very vulnerable and personal level, it probably just really does capture me the most. Sort of this, you know, this just sort of this shyness I have about myself in a certain way, which probably doesn't come out in some ways, but you know, I am. And so that's a very personal song to me. And wrote it years ago. I recorded just the acoustic guitar and myself singing up in Oregon. But then about 6 or 7 months ago, Jimmy's friend Robbie got a hold of it, and he's up in Atlanta. And he completed it. He put the drums and the bass and the guitar, that really, really cool guitar sound that you hear to it, on there, and I feel like he really made it sound so perfect, and just, it's just simple, because you it's easy to mess up a simple song, and so I think that he just really put the icing on the cake of that one. And I have to tell you, Russell, I'm so glad that you said that you love that one. That is, every time we play it, every time I sing it, I personally get goosebumps. I love that song so much. And I'm so glad you like it, because I like it too.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So, you know, Katie, it's an honor for me that one person would buy my song. It was a dream come true 8 years ago when I started writing and recording. What is your advice to the new singer, songwriter, musician? Let's say if they're going to begin a career tomorrow, what would you tell them?
Well, I mean, I hope that everybody previously on this show has said the same thing. Just never, ever, 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 ever give up. Never give up. Just don't stop. Keep going. You know, you're going to change. You're going to grow. You're going to get negative feedback. You're going to get people that try to tell you what to do. You're going to get people that give you advice. You're going to get people that tell you to give up. You're going to question yourself. And, you know, all of those things, and you might have people make suggestions on your music that you don't necessarily agree with. And you just, no matter what, you just never, ever, 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 ever give up. Keep going. And, you know, I think that you have to let your dream of being a musician guide you more than anything else. Like, so just that, let that be your guidance. Like, let your internal compass guide you more than anything else in the world, you know. And it doesn't matter when you start, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter what your songs sound like, you know, because that can all change. You have to give yourself time and just not give up. So that's my advice. You just have to keep going.
Great answer. And we say this in the beginning of the show, can't is a word we do not recognize.
Yes.
And try.
I love
no
that.
Matter
I love
what
that
you're
deal.
Told.
Yep.
Try no matter what you're told. Katie, mm-hmm. We have a couple minutes left. Please tell our listeners where they can find you on social media.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So my name is Katie Stone. I mean, it's pretty simple. You can just type me in. I'm on Amazon Music, Less Radio Shackish, Spotify, Less Radio Shackish, Facebook, Katie Stone out of Florida. I mean, the only other Katie is maybe like Katy Perry. It's the same spelling. And you'll see I'm not her. She's way bigger. and Instagram. But I think that, you know, Reverb Nation and SoundCloud. So just kind of all the regular places. But probably if you want to listen to the music, the most music would be, you know, Amazon Music and Spotify. If you want to see more of my personal life, I'm pretty silly. It can be on Facebook.
Well, Katie, it's all we have time for tonight, and I have really enjoyed this conversation. You are an artist that performs from the heart with emotion. You're a storyteller. I'm really liking your tracks and your music, and thank you so much for being my guest on Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Thank you, Russell. Thank you, and thank you, Bill, and thank you for creating this opportunity for artists to just feel like they are heard and they are appreciated, and that's what helps people keep going. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. We're going to post the replay of this show tonight in Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we're going to have you back on. We'll have you back on. Absolutely. We'll have you back on next year. We'll do a part two, Katie Stone. How's that?
That would be awesome. I'm already excited about it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you again. Have a good night.
Thanks, Russell. You too. Bye.
All right. Take care. We thank again Katie Stone and the Katie Stone Band. Please Google search and support this great band, this great artist, and purchase their music and all the social media platforms. If you would like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. Again, that's F-O-I-S-Y. We accept all music genres, and I would love to hear your sound. Also, actively seeking a sponsor for this radio show. We're an iHeartRadio podcast. We're growing strong on 10-plus radio podcast platforms. And in my own social media feeds combined, I have a fan base of over 50,000. It's a great opportunity for a new sponsor. This is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.